Working in a hole in the ground had made me ignorant of all these goings-on, but now that Jessery had let me know that my Fras and sewers were working so hard, I redoubled my efforts with the tablet. Stored on that thing, I had all of 17 clear nights. Once I got the knack, it took me about half an hour's work to configure the tablet to give me the time exposure for a given night. Then, using a protractor, I would spend another half hour or so measuring the angles between streaks. As Jessery had predicted, some birds made slightly larger angles than others, reflecting their longer periods, but the angle for a given bird was always the same, every orbit, every night. So, in a sense, it only took a single night's observations to make a rough draft of the senses. But I went ahead and did it for all 17 of the clear nights anyway, just to be thorough, and because, frankly, I had no idea what to do next. I could polish off one, sometimes two nights' observations every time I got a chance to go down into that subcellar, but I didn't get that chance every day. By the time I finished, I'd been at it for about 3 weeks. Buds were out on the page trees. Birds were flying north. Fras and sewers were poking around in their tangles, arguing about whether it was time to plant. The barbarian weed horde was marshaling on the riverbank and getting ready to invade the fertile plains of Thrania. Archibald was about two-thirds of the way through his pile of Paphlagon. The vernal equinox was only a few days away. Appert had begun on the morning of the autumnal equinox, half a year ago. I could not understand where the time had gone. It had gone the same place as all the thousands of years before it. I had spent it working. It didn't matter that my work was secret, illicit, and could have got me thrown back. The consent didn't care about that. Certain persons would have cared a lot, but this was a place for the avowed to spend their lives working on such projects. And now that I had a project, I was a part of that consent in a way I'd never been before, and the place was the right place for me. Since Archibald, Jessery, and Tullia had their minds on other projects, I didn't tell them about Saman. That was a topic reserved for Leo when we were out in the meadow coaxing the star blossom to grow in the right direction. Or, since it was Leo, doing whatever else had most recently jumped into his mind. We had reacted in different ways to the loss of Orlo. In my case, it was bloody revenge fantasies that I kept to myself. Leo, on the other hand, had become entranced by ever weirder varieties of Vlore. 2 weeks ago, he had tried to get me interested in Rake Vlore, which I guessed was inspired by the story of Dyax casting out the enthusiasts. I had declined on grounds of not wanting to get a blood infection. A weaponized rake could give you mass-produced puncture wounds. Last week, he had developed a keen interest in shovel Vlore, and we had spent a lot of time squatting on the riverbank, sharpening spades with rocks. When he led me down to the river again one day, I assumed it was for more of the same, but he kept looking back over his shoulder and leading me in deeper. I'd been on enough furtive expeditions as a fid to know that he was checking the sightlines to the warden regulance windows. Old habits kicked in. I became silent and moved from one shady place to another until we had reached a place where the bending river had cut away the bank to form an overhang, sheltered from view. Fortunately, no one was there having a liaison just now. It would have been a bad place for it anyway. Mucky ground, lots of bugs, high probability of being interrupted by a vout messing around on the river in boats. Leo turned to face me. I was almost worried that he was going to make a pass at me. But no, this was Leo we were talking about.
"I'd like you to punch me in the face," he said,
as if he were asking me to scratch his back. Not that I haven't always dreamed of it," I said, "but why would you want it?"
"Hand-to-hand combat has been a common element of military training down through the ages," he proclaimed, as if I were a fid. "Long ago, it was learned that recruits, no matter how much training they had received, tended to forget everything they knew the first time they got punched in the face."
"The first time in their lives, you mean?"
"Yeah. In peaceful, affluent societies where brawling is frowned on, this is a common problem."
"Not being punched in the face a lot is a problem?"
"It is," Leo said. "If you join the military and find yourself in hand-to-hand combat with someone who is actually trying to kill you."
"But Leo," I said, "you have been punched in the face. It happened at Appert, remember?"
"Yes," he said. and I've been trying to learn from that experience. So why do you want me to punch you in the face again? As a way to find out whether I have learned.
Why me? Why not Jesri? He seems more the type.
That is the problem.
Oh, I see your point. Why not Archibald, then?
He wouldn't do it for real, and then he'd complain that he had hurt his hand.
What are you going to tell people if you show up for dinner with a busted face?
That I was battling evildoers.
Try again.
That I was practicing falls and landed wrong.
What if I don't want to mess up my hand? He smiled and produced a pair of heavy leather work gloves.
Stuff some rags under the knuckles, he suggested as I was pulling them on. If you're that worried about it.